Aboriginal legends, songs and dances tell of powerful spirits who created the land and people during the dream time. There was no written Aboriginal language, and in fact most of the 600 tribes spoke different dialects and rarely met except on ceremonial occasions. The tradition of the dream time, however, united the people. Rock paintings showing this creation period can be found all over the country. Some of the most spectacular and best preserved can be seen at rock galleries in Kakadu National Park and other parts of northern Australia. The arrival of white people gradually brought an end to the traditional Aboriginal way of life. The new Australians began to build and settle on Aborigine tribal lands. Today, most Aborigines live in cities and towns, or in settlements near tribal lands. Few continue the old nomadic way of life. In recent years, white Australians have become more sensitive to the Aborigines' situation. The result has been an increase in health and educational services, greater recognition of Aboriginal land rights, and a growing appreciation of Aboriginal culture. Many museums now display Aboriginal art and craft, as well as musical instruments.